Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pet, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
It is all marijuana, and marijuana is a derogatory term. That's kind of, I like to think that's why I called this Marijuana Media, Chris, because the media introduced that the word marijuana to people kind of in the first place to make it sound dank and shit.
To be honest. Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying, eh?
Yeah.
Totally works,
and,
eh?
Well, we're reclaiming it.
That's right.
You know, it has been used as a bad name, and we're reclaiming it. And it's okay if people from the cannabis culture use it.
It's such a beaut word. It's like a... It's a mint word to say.
It
like it feels good. Yeah.
Rolls off the tongue. And you know, normal, if it was called Norkel, it just doesn't sound quite the same, right?
Yeah, true. That's true.
That's why we haven't renamed.
Welcome aboard. Welcome along, Chris, for this edition of Marijuana Media. Of course, all the way down from the hemp store. You said you rode your e-bike today.
I did. Got your work up there. Bracing and brisk and invigorating with the risks that are inherent in the inner city. That's a complex argument, that one, eh? The e-scooters and the bikes and the things.
Who knows, man? We just had our first death on an e-scooter, didn't we?
But then it had nothing to do with it.
But also, maybe. A lot of people die in cars. So.
Exactly.
Next.
Yeah, it's complex. So this week, one thing that we do want to mark is that this week marked the Support Don't Punish, which is a global thing that actually the UN started with its Anti-Drugs Day, which countries around the world that are signatories to these drug laws that lock us into this outmoded way of thinking and trap us into really stupid drug policies and things. And traditionally, countries around the world have marked this by doing things like what China does, like take people out into public squares and execute them.
Holy
and they
hell.
Do that every year. And usually about 50 to 100 people every year.
Wait,
to mark the
down.
UN Anti-Drugs Day this week. It was about 2 days ago. And so the drug reformers of the world, the people who actually care, that have compassion, decided to take over the day and reclaim it. And it's Support Don't Punish Day.
Wow.
And that's become now the dominant thing. So a lot of countries have stopped executing. Well, hopefully, I don't think those ones that are executing are still doing it. But the ones that perhaps were feeling a bit uncomfortable have perhaps felt more comfortable to go, yes, we can support the Support Don't Punish campaign. So it's had quite a good effect, and there's some big meetings going on in Vienna and in these sorts of places that the UN does their things. That's been happening all this week. And what else happened this week was that Illinois, good old Illinois, home of the Blues Brothers and Cars and...
Home of Cars. I thought it was Detroit.
Isn't that Illinois?
It's like Motor City, Detroit. That's real.
Yeah, I'm geographically challenged. I think that's Illinois
America.
Too, right? Detroit is in Illinois, I think, in Chicago.
Fuck.
And anyway,
thanks.
They've gone legal, and this is the 11th state in the US.
How
right?
legal?
So you now have, I think, something approaching half the population of America now is in a state where it's legal.
Wow.
And this is not medical. This is legal for adult use, and it's medical as well there, of course. But so Illinois, that just happened this week. What makes it interesting is it's the first time it's happened from the legislature, from the politicians doing it. This is not a ballot, a referendum. This is the politicians doing it. And what's interesting there is that on the one hand, you know, you've got to get the politicians to agree. So you've got to get all these people, at least a majority of the House. You've got to get a governor, the upper house, the lower house, the American politics. So these people have to kind of compromise and come up with something that agrees. But they don't have to look to pass it by referendum and think this is a popularity contest necessarily.
Right.
So it's actually got a lot of good detail in there that some of the other ones have missed out. And some of the other states have had to go back for successive rounds and fix things up. I think Illinois has done what is pretty much... a perfect model.
Right.
Think I might regret saying that, but I had a read of it. I had a read of it this week because it came into effect on Tuesday, and it is really good. It's really well thought out. And if we could adopt a model for our referendum, that would be the one that I would be looking at. And they do things like they've really baked in social equity into it.
Oh, yeah.
So they're doing this thing like, for example, you can have yourself declared a social equity applicant, and to do that, at least half of your cannabis business, in terms of the shareholders and the employees, have to come from an area that is an adversely affected area. I think it was one they called it, and that is both social. partially deprived, and you have cannabis convictions, and you've lived there for at least 5 of the last 10 years.
Wow.
So if that isn't you, then you have to partner or employ with people who are.
Okay.
Right. So that what they're doing there is encouraging businesses who are starting up to actually employ people with cannabis convictions and reach out to people who live in poor areas and economically depressed areas and employ them so that they can meet these kind of levels, so that they can then be declared a social equity applicant, which gives them some points towards a score that lets them have a license or not. So this is another really cool thing. They basically said there are 200 points on your license and how you're going to get them. If you're a
There's so many layers to this Illinois bill.
But this is a cool way to do it. If you're a social equity applicant, you get 20 bonus points. If you do voluntary things like an environmental program, community outreach, let your employees join unions, do these things that you don't necessarily have to do by law, you get extra points for that.
Okay.
So a company can be involved and can get these extra points if they operate like nice people and do nice things. And then they employ people who bore the brunt of the drug war and actually give back to the community.
It's like a forced moral compass for the business.
Exactly, yeah. And if you don't do those things, you won't get those points, so you probably won't get the license.
And you won't get the money.
Yeah, and then all the taxes are targeted. They set up a loan fund to let people who are the social equity applicants, they get access to low interest loans to start their business. You don't have to get into an expensive premise beforehand and go and raise lots of capital and buy a building or whatever that you don't know you'll be licensed for. They're going to let you get your license, then have 180 days to go find a place that complies. It's a much better way to do it if you want little people to be involved instead of limiting it to big, rich corporates, right?
Yeah.
They have their own buildings and things. They also half price fees for social equity applicants. And there's a bunch of other things built in there. It's actually a really good system. And then they
Why is it so good?
Well, it came from a progressive bunch of politicians.
Okay.
They're a left-wing government.
They started the whole thing. There must have been pressure from, because they obviously work for the people.
Did is they sat down and talked to the cannabis consumers instead of shutting them out of the room.
Right,
so they're a similar government to what we have here, a left-wing progressive government who wanted to do it, but instead of locking us out, they actually sat down with everyone.
Mm.
They sat down with Normal, with the Marijuana Policy Project, with the Drug Policy Foundation.
The experts,
and they wrote it all together. They came up with all these things and they learned from what all the other states had done.
What is this strange utopia? What's it called again? Illinois?
Who would have thought? Yeah, Illinois. We're all going there.
Oh man, come on, New Zealand. Come on.
Yeah, I actually think this is the way we're going to do it, though. What they've really done is looked at the what concerns people about various aspects of reform, and part of that is not knowing the fears they have, and they've just gone through and methodically addressed them all. You know, and part of it is they allocate part of the taxes that come into awareness campaigns. So I think it was something like 2%. So it doesn't look like a lot, but it just means there's a budget there that they can promote. Hey, this is actually the benefit of what you've done here, guys. Mm. You know, we've actually paid for all these schools, or we've done these other things. You know,
It's
a very good system that we should be looking at here for the referendum. Other thing, just one last thing before we go, and that is tomorrow, and this is a bit policy wonk for most people, but it will affect pretty much everyone in the country. Consultation is closing tomorrow, 5 p.m. on the impaired driving consultation document. This isn't actually a law. This is NZTA, the transport agency, doing a consultation document. You just search drug impaired driving NZTA. It's going to come up in Google. It's a bit of a long document, but you know, you can, it is just sending it to an email, so you can follow their process, but you can also just give them your thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously we don't want impaired people on the road.
Nope.
It's how do we actually do that, and how do we actually accurately catch the people that really are impaired while not falsely catching people who aren't.
Yeah, obviously the cannabinoids stick around.
They do stick around, but they also get, for example, when you look at oral fluids, which is what they seem to be pushing in the document, they're actually, you know, the good thing is they don't stick around too long, but that also means they're washed out pretty quick based on what you eat and drink.
So
you actually have quite a high rate of false negatives where people who are impaired are being let go, and then you also have a really high rate of false positives where people who don't have anything are being labelled as it. You can eat a poppy seed bagel and you will test positive for opiates on one of those. So,
Just quickly for the uninformed,
how
long would a general stone be if I'm just to have a quote session, and then like how long am I, generally how long will it last till I would be able to drive? Could you assume?
Well,
that?
This varies
vague
quite
as
a
hell,
lot, because it depends on what you've had, you know, the form you've had it, whether you're smoking it, ingesting it, a topical, you know, these sorts of things, but also the strength and your experience and what you've had to eat that day and all these sorts of things. So,
4 hours.
Well, generally, if you want it to be on the safe, but most places where it's legal, they recommend 2 hours after last consumption.
Okay.
But like prescription medicines and that, it really comes down to don't do it while you're impaired.
Mm.
And that might be shorter or longer for individuals, but generally, 2 hours after use.
People are so bad at listening to themselves, though. You know, that's what I'm kind of, you know, a lot of people are really bad at listening to themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't really know.
Well, you know, what I really think, to be honest, is technology needs to be brought into play. We're all carrying around these quite full-on computers in our pockets,
mm-hmm.
and they're loaded with sensors and things, and we all love playing games.
Yeah.
And you could easily have your phone has an app that measures your reaction time, your balance, your coordination, whatever. You could have all sorts of different little skills on the phone.
And you can get a spirit level for a phone, just stand there.
Well, there
and
you
try
go.
And keep it, the bubble
keep it, keep it level for 10 seconds, and if you can, you know, you're away or whatever. But you've got to correlate that thing on the phone to what you're doing when you're driving. But I think that's the solution, is using technology rather than sticking a swab in someone's mouth and thinking that that's going to detect, you know, impairment or not.
Sweet ass. Hey, thanks, Chris.
Thank you. See you next week.
Mint. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.